Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 300 for Wednesday, March 9th. I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Wednesday, as a sharp rise in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola was down by $3 to $5, the May contract down $3.50 at $454.50 per ton. The loonie was up by nearly a full cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive. Bearish technical signals as the May contract ran into resistance at around $460 added to the softer tone. Reaction to the USDA's monthly supply-demand report out this morning was subdued as far as canola was concerned, with the numbers generally deemed neutral for soybeans. However, gains in soy oil, which was up by about half a cent, did provide underlying support for canola today. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn was mostly lower, while wheat and soybeans posted small gains as the markets there reacted to a relatively neutral USDA report. Soybeans were up by 1 to 2 cents at the final bell, the May contract up 1 and 8.86 per bushel. The USDA raised its ending stocks projection for U.S. soybeans by 10 million bushels, but lowered its world carryout projection slightly, leaving the end result relatively neutral. The advancing South American harvest was a bearish influence in the background, but the threat of a trucker's strike in Brazil provided some support. A rally in crude oil and resulting strength in soy oil also helped underpin soybeans today. For corn, prices were steady to down a penny, the May contract down one at $3.59 per bushel. The USDA left its ending stocks estimate for U.S. corn unchanged at just over 1.8 billion bushels, but lowered its forecast for world-ending stocks by nearly 2 million tons. While the world corn number at 207 million tons was a bit below trade guesses, it's still large overall and above last year's level. Gains in crude oil were a bit supportive for corn given its link to ethanol production. Wheat ended up 2 to 5 cents, the May contract in Chicago up 3 at $4.68 per bushel. The USDA lowered its wheat stocks estimates for both the U.S. and the world, and that provided underlying support. But soft export demand does remain a bearish influence in the wheat market, while reports of improving conditions for winter wheat in Russia also put some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington.